Welcome back. Hope you had a very happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. And a happy new year. We're underway. Fifth day of January of this new year of 2026, 1249. Well, Steve Dolent is a retired Detroit Police Assistant Chief. He always speaks his mind. We love to hear from him as officials in Highland Park are working to uncover whatever details they can about a possible migrant detention center coming to their Wayne County community while joining with activists in declaring their opposition to the project in general. I guess Highland Park, Steve, was among 22 municipalities listed as locations for the new facilities. Nice to have you on board here as the retired Detroit Police Assistant Chief, and would love to know some of your thoughts on this idea.
You know,
what am I hearing there? I'm hearing other stuff in the background.
Are you? Okay, let me step up. Hold on a second. A meeting of the minds with other people about this topic, actually.
Oh, okay. All right.
As a matter of fact, but let me step up for a second.
Okay. All right.
So, I don't think it's a bad idea. Highland Park has higher unemployment, higher poverty level than Detroit, right? Don't they?
I guess so. I don't follow.
They do. Maybe. Trust me. Detroit is the highest poverty level of any major city. Highland Park is worse. So it could help the economy. That's a good thing. I don't think they'll put any hardcore criminals there. They'll have, you know, illegal aliens there. We can't say that word, but we can. They'll be stationed there. We already have jails in Ryan Correctional Facility. We have the Wayne County Jail. It hasn't really hurt any of the neighborhoods, and yet people are all upset about it. It could actually help Highland Park, even though it's only a 2.9-mile city. So,
well, it's not a – I mean, let me just use a little historical background here, perspective. It's not unusual, even for people who are for certain things, that when it comes time to put them in their backyard, they go, whoa, wait a minute. No, I'm for that, but not in my backyard. For example, wind farms. You know, the liberal people who fight for wind farms. Wind farms are what we need. That's the future and all that. We're going to put one in your backyard. What? No, I mean, no, absolutely not. Or even remember when it was cell towers. I can't get a good signal with my phone. I can't get a good cell signal. Oh, good. We're going to put a cell tower in your backyard. No, wait a minute. Of course you can't do that. So it's not unusual for people to hear of something like this, ICE detention center, to go up in arms immediately. The immediate reaction is to be against it.
But they shouldn't be. They're upset about data centers, too. The AI, they want AI. They don't want the data centers.
Right.
Okay. If you want progress, if that's what you want, you have to have this. A little give and take. These facilities, and one's a private one. There's already three in Michigan right now, right? Baldwin, North Lake, which is private, and Calhoun County helps out with immigrants. So it hasn't affected these communities. It's actually helped them economically. But you're 100% right. Everyone's going, we need this, we need this. Oh, well, not here, but next door you can do it.
You've got the mayor the mayor admits she knows nothing about it, has heard nothing about it, but she's clearly against it.
Does that surprise you in Highland Park?
No, but I'm just trying to point out the hypocrisy we're living with all around us.
Yes, she knows nothing about it. And people are going to protest. And where I go to church, there's some Venezuelan people, right? And you heard about the protests here in Detroit. If you go to Miami, look how many people are protesting. I mean, we're thrilled with what happened in Venezuela. So it's going to be
their country was Their country was kidnapped by a ruthless SOB. And to say that there are people out there saying we kidnapped the president of Venezuela. He's not the president of Venezuela. He wouldn't let the president duly elected by the people in office. How do people not remember this stuff? We've got to stop being against things just because President Donald Trump did them. You got to get this out of your head for the new year. You don't go against anything and everything he says or does just because of who it is. That's not going to get us anywhere.
I agree. People are against, you know, they're for the war on drugs. They're all for that, right?
And well, yet, they say they are, but when you take out one of the biggest shooters.
Yes, then they get upset.
They're defending him.
He's actually doing, I've said this before, he's the first president I can recall that's actually do a war on drugs. And now the immigration thing is the first president to really do this. And now we're going to put him somewhere. And people are going, how can you do that? Well, because there's so many, we want to, you know, do it the right way. So people are upset. You're damned if you do. You're damned if you don't. It's
1989. Listen to this, Steve. I don't know if you heard this. I played it earlier. I'm not going to play it again. But in 1989, then Senator Joe Biden, who then had all of his faculties, whether you agreed with him or not, at least you knew he knew what he was saying. He urged stronger anti-drug actions, including a strike force against narco-terrorists. In fact, he said this in a speech where he was claiming Bush's war, that'd be H.W. Bush, that H.W. Bush's war on drugs was failing because the U.S. needed to go after narco-cartels where they live. He was suggesting this is the only way they were going to get it right. And where are the Democrats remembering one of their own hallowed leaders who became president of the United States? In 1989, he was saying this should be done and that he was blaming Bush for not doing it.
Again, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. He was also against busing. But his favorite guy was Byrd. It was for the KKK. People forget that stuff.
They forget it.
Yeah, immediately. So I'm all for this. If it could streamline and make it more efficient. Doesn't Tom Lyons say he wants to run it like a business now and make it more efficient? That's what he said. And, you know, make the whole immigration thing more efficient, more business-like, as opposed to all this government, you know, helter-skelter, losing money left and right. He wants to do it the right way. So you can be pissed off, you know, and complain, but if it works, shut up.
Well, look, and as far as taking over Venezuela and all of that, it won't take long to figure out if what the president has said and what the president then does or directs to be done is in line with that. We're going to say, wait a minute, it looks like an oil grab. You're supposed to be giving this money to the people. Now, I know you've got to pay back the oil companies that spend the money to do all of this. But you can't forget that this is for the people of Venezuela, and you have to prove that. The proof will be, as they say, in the pudding.
There you go. And I think the proof will be there. Are they good? Is he still thinking about bringing that woman back that they had to escape so Maduro wouldn't kill her?
Well, I sometimes he talks too much, in my humble opinion, and by making the decision that the woman who won the election.
Legally, you
can't make a determination standing there that, well, she doesn't have the support of the people, so she's not going to be good at that. That's not for you to decide if you're telling the truth of everything you want to do. If the people elected her, it's not up to us. It's up to the people, apparently.
As usual, you're spot on.
Always a pleasure speaking with you, my friend. You keep up the
good
work.
Happy
New Year to you. I hope you had a nice holiday and that this new year brings you great health and happiness for us all. That's what I'm hoping.
You too. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Dolan, retired Detroit Police Assistant Chief. We're talking about, well, a number of things, but the questions that have come up now on the reports of the potential ICE detention center planned for Highland Park. It is reminiscent of the wind farms. I love those windmills. Oh, not in my backyard. Those cell towers. Oh, yeah, not in my backyard. Oh, the jobs from data centers. Oh, not in my backyard. It's just the way we react as we continue on WJR.